a dance. Yeah. Hell hath no fury like Gruber Scorn, or something like that. Yeah. Here's Steve.
How you feeling on this Monday? Feeling good? Good. Let's see here. How about some good news? Yeah, I'm a forager. I'm a mushroom guy. Spring, fall, all of it. Fall? Yeah, fall mushrooms are the best, dude. Telling you. But a veteran morel mushroom hunter is telling us that in Missouri, in southern Illinois, it could be an epic year. And I was reading this, and it looks to me like I was comparing notes. Now, wait a second. This could be an epic year for Michigan as well. Morel mushrooms, because it could be 70 during the day, 50 degrees at night. The rain and warm coming over the next week or two could really make it great. A lot of folks say that in Michigan, you pretty much you look at tax day, April 15th, as being the time you can start nailing them. But right now, with this warm weather we have, warm conditions, I'm telling you, you might find some. And a morel is, it's like an apple, if you will. If you find one year, you're going to find them every year. That's a fact. They are, well, because it's like the, wait, let me explain. It's like the apple tree is buried underground, okay? And the morel mushrooms that you see are the apples sticking up to the ground, if you will. That's the best analogy I can find. Because, and if you find a spot, you know, just let me know, but don't tell anybody else. Just tell me, call me secretly, send me a note, stevegruber.com. Steve, I found this huge morel patch. But don't tell anybody else because, you know, gosh, then they'll go pick them and you and I will be out of business. At any rate, there's a great couple of Facebook pages for Michigan mushroom hunters that are just very educational. So I'm looking forward to a very good season. I just thought I'd get into that for a second. The steelhead are running. The morels are coming. It's spring in Michigan, and God bless America. That's how I feel about that right there. The steelhead are running in the rivers, and the morels are about to pop up. But does it get any better than that? This is real Michigan. And Tim Campbell's our guide over in Newaygo on the Muskegon River that Ivy and I have fished with. We'll get up with Tim here sometime soon. Great guide. Really puts big fish in the boat. Really knows his game. And there's a lot of really great fishing. If you don't know much about it, you can find a guide. You can find people that are pretty affordable, take you out there and show you how it's done. You know, hang a couple of big fish on the board, take it home, enjoy it for dinner. No problem. I'm all about it. I'm all over it, right? So don't sit home on the couch and don't stare at the computer and do something. I mean, the weather this nice, get outside. And if you don't know where to look for morels, look in the old apple orchards. Look under dead elm trees. If you got old dead elm stumps, that's a place you can usually do pretty well. Those old apple orchards, you find your way into one of those, man, you're going to be in business from what I'm told. And it's just, so this is the way we spend our life. We enjoy our time with our kids. We have a pond, and May 15th for us is about the time the largemouth really start to turn on in these ponds. But it could be a little bit sooner this year. We're definitely warmer right now than we were a year ago. Ice out coming for a lot of lakes earlier than it did by a couple of weeks than it did a year ago. Remember, we had a huge snowstorm on the 20th of April last year in northern Michigan? Got a foot of snow. Was it the 20th? Got to go back and check my records. But there is, by the way, another snowstorm coming across from the west that could impact northern Michigan from, say, Grayling north into the UP. There could be a significant amount of snow coming in a couple of days. Don't know yet, but kind of tracking that. Just got word of that for the first time today. But keeping an eye on it because, you know, it is April. Do we get big storms in April? Sometimes we do. But we're trying to break free of the chains of winter, if you will, trying to break free and move forward. That's kind of where we are in the conversation, which is why I'm talking about these spring-like things. The other thing you're going to see a lot of now, the bicycles will be out, of course. A lot more bike lanes than there's ever been in the past. I wonder about the amount of money spent on them sometimes. I've got a couple of guys on this program that give me a hard time for saying that, but when we have potholes that are eating entire vehicles, we might want to focus on getting those fixed before we spend too much time creating fancy bike routes with bridges and overpasses and everything else that I've seen out there. I mean, we might want to take our time and make sure our priorities are are addressed properly. But as we get to this time of the year, yes, the bikers will be out in force. Please be mindful of that. I am a guy who rides bikes, and I'd appreciate it if I don't get run over by you or any of your friends. Honestly, appreciate if you share the road with me and my wife and my kids and our neighbors and all sorts of other. I love biking. It's just something I appreciate because you can't really look at your cell phone if you're on a bicycle. I mean, you can. You put yourself at risk, but you can't really text and ride a bike. You can't really do much of anything. You ride a bike, you can look at the world in a way you don't normally, because usually we go screaming past the world. Whew. We're driving so fast. We're still trying to get somewhere. We got work to do and things that are going on, and we never pay attention to, hey, man, did you see that? Hey, there's a morel mushroom. Hey, let's stop and go fishing for the day. Yeah, you can take your phone with you to take pictures, but leave it at that. Take the kids along, the grandkids along. Take them for a walk in the woods. This is a perfect time of the year to do that. Because I'm out looking not just for morels, but I'm looking for pheasant backs. I'm looking for oysters, all sorts of mushrooms out there that people don't pay attention to. And then when the fall comes, of course, the hen of the woods is my favorite. Chicken of the woods is second, but hen of the woods I love. And those pheasant backs or hawk's wings, whatever you want to call them, you'll find them throughout the year. So there's so much to do and so much to learn and explore and things that you can do beyond staring at your silly phone. Seriously. Do something productive with your life. Do it today. Yeah, it's going to be good out there. What is it going to be, like 66, 67 in the capital city today? Warm across, unseasonably warm. Mild temperatures across Michigan. And if there's a snowstorm coming, you might as well get out and enjoy it now. Now, the snow is not going to come to southern Michigan that we can tell, but it could hit, like I said, Grayling and north into the UP. Could be a foot of snow for some folks. I'm sorry to report, but I'm here to tell you the truth. Sorry to report. And tonight, as you know, Texas Tech will play Virginia for the national title in basketball. Michigan State came close, but Texas Tech cleaned Michigan's clock and then got the best of the Spartans on Saturday as well. So Texas Tech went to the national championship by way of the state of Michigan. Good for them. They played a great game. They did. A little embarrassed for all the unruly crowds on the streets in East Lansing and Lubbock, Texas, for that matter. Just unruly, and we don't need that kind of behavior. We don't. The Steve Gerber Show. We'll be right back.
Are you finally ready to lose weight? I mean, for real this time. Sure, you've tried before, but when you didn't get anywhere, you gave up. Well, I have a solution. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. Hormonal imbalances are the root cause of not only your weight gain, but mood swings and discomfort, too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com has the technology to get to the root cause of your weight gain once and for all. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We'll customize a program to fit your specific needs. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
Being a mother-to-be is both exciting and overwhelming. From shopping for the best stroller to deciding which birthing center to use, there's lots of choices to make. Fortunately, the Economic Alliance for Michigan Maternity Care Project can help. It's an online resource for a mom-to-be in Michigan to educate herself on her options. Visit eamonline.org. That's eamonline.org. Then click Maternity Care Project, a public service announcement from the Economic Alliance for Michigan.